As goes Israel, so goes the world, and so goes the people of faith. I believe that opened the door. That was a cosmic opening of the door for Jews to come into faith.
This is Faith Roots Radio. Christianity was birthed in Jerusalem, and it will be fulfilled in Jerusalem when Yeshua, Jesus, returns. Faith Roots Radio brings you conversation that helps the church understand the Hebraic roots of the Christian faith. Faith Roots Radio is sponsored by Good News for Israel, the oldest evangelical outreach to the Jews in North America. Now let's join Chris Hebe and today's conversation.
Shalom, friends. Chris Hebe, Good News for Israel, Faith Roots Radio. Well, you better buckle up. And if you're sitting in your house and a lazy boy, you better get some duct tape or some bungee cords, because I have Dr. Jim Merk in the house. If you don't know, Dr. Jim Merk is one of the leading Christian Islamic apologists in the world. He explains that the Bible is true cover to cover and that Islam is in there. It's referenced in there. It's just in a hidden form. And we're going to start to talk about these things today. And what I'd love to do, because he's got a great new cutting-edge book titled The Coming Great Global Earthquake, Islam and Bible Prophecy, we're going to use the words of the greatest prophet in history, God himself, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Dr. Merk, it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you again, Chris.
Yes, thank you, sir. It's I feel like it's old school week. I'm one of your disciples when it comes to this topic. You've written a great new book, number 4 of your series, and you start out with the signs Jesus gives for his coming in the end of the age, and you have 12 great signs.
There are 12 signs.
12 signs.
And let me indicate here that the 12th sign that he gives is the sign of the fig tree, and it's not actually incorporated entirely into everything that's there, but he adds this at the end, which means that when Israel became a nation, that was the beginning of the age of the Messiah, and it was the sign that Jesus could now come back for his people.
Amen, hallelujah. Dr. Jim, Brother Jim here. You're summarizing with your 12 signs. You are talking about primarily the Olivet Discourse.
That's correct.
You can make a case it's the last great teaching of the Lord, and it's in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21.
21, yes. And he probably gave this, at least material from it, on more than one occasion. Because in Luke 21, we have the emphasis on the Roman destruction of the temple and the fact that Israel would be dispersed. He said that Jerusalem would be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. You don't find anything like that in either Matthew or Mark.
Yes.
So Luke actually probably is sharing something that Jesus said at other times as well.
Okay. Well, now, you give 12 signs, and I think it'd be great to tell our audience what you think those 12 signs are. And of course, you don't think, you know, because the Lord gave them. But in your book, you do a great job of condensing them and summarizing them. And you could call all of these birth pains, right? Birth pains, birth pangs. And since I've witnessed 3 births of our children, not yours and mine, of course, but my wife and I, they're pretty painful.
Yeah, they
right?
can be.
And they start like months out. And then by the time they got to come, get out of the way, get the catcher's mitt, get the fire hose, you know, you're in trouble, right? So if a person was biblically literate, and boy, there's not many of those, I'm sorry to say, they would know, wow, we're on the verge of delivering a monster baby here. Aren't we, brother?
That's right.
So, brother, tell us about your 12 signs, how you look at that.
To begin with, many make a mistake by talking about the false Christs that are to appear and the wars and rumors of wars. Those are not part of the signs. He says, for example, but the end is not yet. And then he said unto them in Luke 21, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. A few years ago, I learned from a Hebrew scholar, a Semitic language professor, that that phrase is a phrase for world war.
Okay.
And I believe that the whole scenario of the signs begins with the First World War. And I believe that when Satan saw this sign taking place, and he knew the scriptures, he went out charging on the white horse to mimic Jesus, who comes at the end of the tribulation, bent on conquest. It says conquering and to conquer. And he was given a crown because God is going to allow him for a time, a period of time after Jesus comes, to rule on the earth. He's already the God of this world and in control of so many human beings and their thinking that it's just not funny. And this is unfortunate, but Satan is in this great conflict. Of course, there's no contest because God is going to win.
Well, for people that don't know the time frame, the First World War was 1914 through 1918.
That's right. And that was the beginning of a whole bunch of world wars.
Yes.
We're talking about the Third World War. Actually, we're on the fourth one.
Wow.
According to Podoritz of Commentary Magazine, he says the Third World War was the Cold War. And there were many little wars all over the world. Korean War, Vietnam War, and so on.
Which we're still fighting, right, with that crazy person in North Korea, right?
And then the fourth war was the war, it's really a war against Islam. We talk about, well, it's a war against terrorism, but terrorism is taught in the Quran. And terrorism is basic Islam, because they want to take over the world.
You know, it's funny you'd say that. I've been saying for many years, what we call extreme Muslims, they're not. They're Orthodox.
They're the Orthodox Muslims.
That's right. They're doing their best to follow their scriptures and to fulfill them.
And to fulfill the words of Muhammad, who is almost on a par in a way with Allah.
Yes.
Because of the authority that he holds in the Muslim faith.
That's absolutely right. So the first major birth pain was World War I.
That's right.
Which it rearranged thousands of years or 500 years of land areas, didn't it? Primarily the Ottoman Empire.
It was particularly important for the fact that it made the return of the Jews to Israel possible. Because I don't know whether I can probably share this. This is a prophecy that goes back to the 12th and 13th centuries by an old rabbi by the name of Rabbi Judah Ben Samuel. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
You're familiar with it.
Yeah. Yes, but tell our audience.
He gave a prophecy in terms of years of Jubilee. He said that he got the prophecy from Elijah. I don't know whether that's true or not, but the fact is, his prophecies have come true. He said, for example, that the Turks would take over the city of Jerusalem in 1517. They won that from the Mamluks of Egypt and established, ultimately, the Ottoman Empire, which controlled the entire Middle East. We think of its headquarters being in Istanbul, Turkey, but they also control Palestine. And Jerusalem came under the power of the Turks in 1517, which was 300 years or 6 years of Jubilee, which Judah ben Samuel had prophesied. Then he said Jerusalem would be under the Turks for that period of time for 8 years of Jubilee, which is 400 years, and then Jerusalem would be liberated. Well, that's when, Allenby marched into Jerusalem. And by the way, he didn't ride in on a horse because he said only the Messiah can ride in on a horse.
That's right.
So he walked in.
December of 1917.
That's right. And British liberated the city of Jerusalem. Well, that was a fulfillment of Ben Samuel's prophecy going all the way back to the 12th and 13th centuries. But then he said something else that is remarkable. He said Jerusalem, and all these prophecies were in terms of Jerusalem, would become the capital of a new nation of Israel in one more year of Jubilee. Well, that takes you from 1917 to 1967, 50 years. And that's exactly what happened. Jerusalem became the capital of a new nation of Israel. And then, and this is where the real rub comes, because he said that we, with the coming of the establishment of the nation of Israel, we've entered the Messianic Age. And he says, in one more year of Jubilee, that takes you from 1967 to 2017, Messiah will come. And it fits because everything is prepared for the coming of the Lord. All of these signs that Jesus gave in Matthew 24 have been or are being fulfilled.
Wow, Dr. Jim, you have just kind of blown my mind and I'm sure our audience's mind. If you don't mind, I'm going to digress just a little bit here, because in my mind, when I hear 1517, if you're a historian of Western history per se, that should be a huge date in your mind, yeah. Because, of course, what happened in Wittenberg, Germany, in October of 1517, right?
That's right.
Martin Luther did something, and he tacked up his 95 theses.
It was the start of the whole Protestant Reformation.
Right, and so God was very fascinating that he, working in Israel, or Palestine as it was known then, and he's working up in the center of Christendom and changing the world at two different places at the same time, and they don't even know it.
No, that's right.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking to my dear friend, Dr. Jim Merck. We're discussing his great fourth book, The Coming Great Global Earthquake, Islam in Prophecy. And Dr. Jim mentioned here that Jesus gave us 12 specific signs. If you don't mind, Doc, we're going to take just a quick break, we'll be right back. Shalom, friends. We're taking a quick break here in the middle of the program to tell you we're one of the very few people in the country that have this great book, The Coming Great Global Earthquake, Islam and Biblical Prophecy, Dr. Jim Merck's fourth book. It's over 350 pages, 16 chapters. You are going to have so much to engage your friends, your family, your Christian co-workers, you name it. This book is so cutting edge, it's a must read. We're going to give this to you for $13 plus shipping and handling. That's $3 off the cover price. It is going to change your life, because you're going to know more than you ever could have imagined about these last days. So please contact us, 952-926-7369. That's 952-926-7369. Thanks for listening. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Faith Roots Radio, a listener-supported ministry of Good News for Israel in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. This ministry was established in 1878 and is the oldest evangelical ministry reaching out to the Jewish community with the gospel in North America. Our website has an online store where you can find resources that can help you understand more about the Hebraic roots of our faith and how that impacts the church today. That website is gnfi.org. That's gnfi.org. We'd also like to invite you to consider this ministry in your charitable giving in 2013. All gifts are tax deductible, and your gift helps us to ensure our time here on this station. Our mailing address is Good News for Israel, 6404 Minnetonka Boulevard, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, 55426. Or call us at 952-926-7369. Now, let's go back to Chris Hebe and today's conversation.
Okay, we're back with my dear friend, Dr. Jim Merck. Please continue, Dr. Jim.
Well, according to many authorities, including Podoritz, who is head of Commentary Magazine, there are four world wars.
Okay.
The first one, and then the second one. By the way, the first one began on the 9th of Av, which is the same day that the temples were destroyed.
Both temples.
Yes. In the Battle of Behar, the ejection of the Jews from England and also Spain. It's a day of mourning among the Jews today in Israel, the 9th of Av. The First World War began on the 9th of Av, and there was an armistice, and there was a Second World War, which historians look upon as a continuation of the First World War, and as a result of it. And that's when you have the Holocaust.
Wow.
And that kind of ties right in there.
You know, most people don't know that Christopher Columbus was a Jew, and they were being expelled. The Jews were being expelled in Spain
on the
9th of Av.
That's right.
And if you read Christopher Columbus's diaries, he writes constant notes about his time frame is the temple. He uses 70 A.D. constantly. Well, only a Jew uses 70 A.D. So he was, I don't want to say a closet Christian. I mean, he was openly a Christian, but he was unopenly a Jewish Christian.
No kidding.
Right.
I didn't realize
that. And the Jews are just now semi-reclaiming him. There's significant evidence that he was a Cohen. And they changed his name to Columbus. versus keeping it the Cohen, right? It's kind of an easy cover-up for his Jewishness.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir. So keep going. The ninth of Av, very important in the history of the Jewish people.
Yes, and so that's when this whole business of the signs began. Well, then you have the Third World War is the Cold War, according to Podoritz, and the Fourth World War is the war against terrorism, or what really is Orthodox Islam. So-called radical Islam, but they are the Orthodox. They're the ones that believe everything that the Quran and Muhammad taught. They're the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia, the follower of Ibn Wahhab, who really got them back into really understanding and teaching the Quran. And then Al-Qaeda and all of this as a result of the Wahhabism, the Muslim Brotherhood. The so-called radicals are the Orthodox who are supporting the whole idea that Islam is ultimately to take over the world.
You're right. I think of that gentleman you just mentioned as kind of the Martin Luther of Islam.
Ibn al-Wahhab, you mean?
Yes, yeah. That he brought them back to reality. I mean, I hate to say that, hey, we've got some unfulfilled business here with the...
And do you know who he was a contemporary with?
No, I don't. I mean, not the Grand Mufti.
No, George Washington.
No.
Yeah. He died in 1793. He lived way back in those days.
One of my great heroes, George Watt, the father of our nation.
The beginning of America and Ibn al-Wahhab, the resurrection of Islam, happened at the same time.
Get out. And, of course, that would explain that, of course, Thomas Jefferson, our third president, he had a copy of the Quran because the first war he had to deal with was the Muslim the pirates.
Barbary pirates.
Yeah. And so
he wanted to find out what in the world they teach.
Right. Brother, to have another historian here is just absolutely fantastic because people don't know what was going on in those days, but
what the Islamists call themselves today?
No.
Holy warriors, Mujahideen. You know what the Barbary pirates called themselves?
Holy warriors.
Mujahideen.
Yes.
It goes all the way back.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, and it's what Muhammad taught.
And you're right, and that's where the Marines, we get their song from the Wars of Montezuma to the
Shores of Tripoli, and we get that line in the song from the Wars Against the Barbary Pirates about 1815.
Isn't that amazing? We've been singing that for hundreds of years, and we don't even know why. But you and I know why. Now our audience knows why.
So at least 100 years.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So this is exciting. So God told, he told most of history in advance. I mean, at least biblically relevant, Israel relevant, church relevant. I'm sorry. I think if you were born on the other side of the planet and you weren't exposed to the Bible, you're flying blind your whole life. I mean, I have to say that. I'm just convinced. They didn't have access to the scriptures.
No, but now they do.
Yeah, now they
do. There are multi-millions of Christians in the third world.
Oh, I've heard numbers as high as 150 to 200 million in China.
Oh, I don't know if it's that many, but it certainly is growing constantly.
Yeah. And hundreds of millions in Africa.
Yeah, all over.
Right, and so God is definitely on the move. And it's been since primarily 67.
Yeah.
Don't you think the big explosion in Jerusalem?
And Jesus prophesied that. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations, and then the end shall come. And so we're waiting until that fulfillment, and then Jesus can come when the gospel is preached to all of the nations. That's in Matthew 24:14.
Dr. Jim, you've done a great job here. We did a nice umbrella for the whole conversations we're going to have this week and next week and maybe down the road here a little bit. What other specific signs could you point to from Jesus speaking about these last days?
One of the major signs are the earthquakes. And we have obviously an increase in the number of earthquakes. I can't give you all the exact statistics, but there have been 99 since the year 2000, probably more now, of 7.0 earthquakes in the world. Nothing like that has ever happened before.
Now, let's...
An increase in frequency and intensity.
Let's remind our audience that the thing that almost destroyed Japan was an earthquake.
Yeah.
The ramifications was a tsunami.
A tsunami,
right? The earthquake destroyed the nuclear power plants, but the tsunami is what went around the world afterward,
right?
That's
right. That's right. But there was even a worse one. When the earth opened up in a great crack 1,000 miles long off the coast of Sumatra in the Indian Ocean, and caused the deaths of 230,000 people on three continents.
Was that 2004?
2004 in December.
Okay.
It was the day after Christmas.
Was that the one that went through and just took out entire islands, right? Everyone's just washed out to sea.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of people lost their lives. I don't know of all the details.
Yeah.
But it was there's a fascinating story about the Christians who were being persecuted in a little town called Banda Aceh, which was right on the edge of the earthquake. And the Christians, in order to celebrate Christmas, the Muslims wouldn't allow them to celebrate Christmas, and they all had to go up into the mountains.
Uh-oh.
And so after they got up into the mountains, the earthquake hit and
washed everything out.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Wow.
That the Christians were preserved.
Wow. Can you say that again? The village of
Banda Aceh.
Banda Aceh, and this is in
Sumatra.
Sumatra. They can look that up. December 2004, mm-hmm. December 26th, as a matter of
fact. I think it's the 24th or the 26th,
okay,
somewhere in there.
Right around there. So you'd have to say either that's ultra coincidental or it is God's
protecting his people.
God's protecting his people. God's judging the wickedness of the unbelievers. You know what I'm getting at there? I mean, remember in our society today, the most popular preachers on television and radio, God doesn't judge. I mean, isn't God a great, big, happy guy who just wants to make you as wealthy as possible and have no problems?
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of Noah, there was a fantastic conflagration that we call the universal flood. And multi-millions of people were drowned. The same thing is going to happen when you have the great global earthquake and the massive tsunamis all over the world that have been pre-experienced in Japan and Sumatra and elsewhere. The tsunamis are going to kill multi-millions of people as a result of the great global earthquake. And then he said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. All of the volcanoes that are going to explode as a result of the earth shifting its crust, every mountain and island is moved out of its place. They'll throw up the ash into the sky, circle the earth, black out the sun and the moon, and the stars will disappear. And the falling fire and brimstone, as it was in the days of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah, are going to kill many, many more millions. And then with the sun and the moon, especially the sun obscured, you're going to have massive food shortages and famines all over the world.
You know, you're just describing the plot of my favorite modern horror movie. I want to say it was called 2012.
Yeah, that's what,
right?
That was it. Yeah.
And there's a mega earthquake tsunami that changes everything, and they got together and saved themselves on like four or five
arcs.
Metal arcs, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah. But that was a complete or total polar shift.
Yes.
This is a partial polar shift. There is one major earthquake at the beginning of the tribulation in Revelation 6, where every mountain and island is moved out of its place. Then there's another at the 16th chapter of Revelation, where every mountain and island disappears.
That's the Armageddon chapter.
And that's the end.
Okay. Well, I hope our dear brothers and sisters, you've been enjoying this conversation with Dr. Jim Merk. We've been talking about the signs of the times and his great new book, The Coming Great Global Earthquake. And you can contact Dr. Jim at 888-254-1424. That's 888-254-1424. And next week, we're going to continue to talk about the signs of the Lord's coming, these more birth pains per se. We've got a lot to get into.
We've just scratched the surface.
Just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
So,
and the reason they could call that number is so that they can get a copy of the book.
Right. Well,
you're going to have some copies of the book.
I sure am. But you actually have four books.
I have four books. Yeah.
Four books, and they're well worth checking out. And the nice thing is that at least three of the books are on Amazon.
One of them is on Kindle right now.
Okay.
But we're hoping that all four of them will be on Amazon shortly.
So next week we're going to be talking again about, with Dr. Jim Merk, the signs of the times. Are we living in the last days, or are we just going to have one big happy garden party until everything is just kumbaya? So I'm Chris Heap with Good News for Israel, Faith Roots Radio. We hope you're reading your Bibles, praying, and sharing the good news with everyone you meet, because boy, oh boy, we are on that road and it's speeding up. The Lord is near. Thanks a lot for listening. Check out our website, gnfi.org. That's gnfi.org. You can also call us at 952-926-7369. That's 952-926-7369. Shalom.
Thank you for joining us today for Faith Roots Radio. If you would like more information about today's program or would like a full downloadable audio copy, check out our website at faithrootsradio.org. That's faithrootsradio.org. Or you can call us at 855-YES-GNFI. That's 855-937-4634. Faith Roots Radio is sponsored by Good News for Israel, the oldest evangelical outreach in North America. The Good News for Israel's website is gnfi.org. That's gnfi.org. Faith Roots Radio is a listener-supported ministry. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and any financial support would be greatly appreciated. You can hear Faith Roots Radio at this same time every Sunday here on CSN.